Okay, who am I speaking to?
So I'm Melissa Palermo. I'm the Vice President of Education at the Ryerson Student Union.
And where are you right now?
We are in Glenn Murray's constituency office at 514 Parliament. About almost 20 students are here occupying his office for the day.
And why are you occupying the office?
We're trying to send a message that we don't think that business can continue as usual with the fact that tuition fees have increased up to 71% for some programs since 2006, and students are graduating with mortgage-sized debt loads. So we're here to send a message that we don't think that people can go about their work as usual in this ministry when they're imposing this on students.
And what about the Ontario Work Study program being cut? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, and this past budget that was proposed last week has detrimental effects on students and the post-secondary education sector as a whole, one of those being the work-study program cuts. I know at Ryerson about $600,000 worth of funding from the province is required to run the program, and unfortunately, our university is going to have to cover that revenue and take it from somewhere else. So we know work study is a really important program for students, and it's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate that they cut that funding.
So does that mean that people are just going to have to drop out of school, or is the university going to cover that amount of funding?
Well, I know at Ryerson specifically. I've spoken with the vice provost in charge of that, and they're planning on it seems like taking the funding from somewhere else, so they still want to run the program as usual, but it means that funding's going to have to come from somewhere else. And I mean, I don't know what the plan is at other universities, but I think on the whole, the fact that the province has kind of taken away their funding from it and taking away their support from it is a really big problem.
And are you occupying Glenn Murray's office because he is the MPP representing the area that includes Ryerson University?
We're here because he's the Minister of Training, Colleges, and Universities, so he's in charge of the ministry that does all this stuff.
And is it's also his local constituency office, or?
Yes, it is. Also, and he is also the MPP for Toronto Centre, which Ryerson is located in.
And
but it's mostly about him as being the Minister of Training, Colleges, and Universities.
And have you had any success with him in the past?
We have tried multiple different methods of kind of letting him know our concerns and our frustrations. I have been able to meet with him in the past. We've done a lot of research on why they should invest in education more on the whole, as opposed to kind of the patchwork schemes that we're seeing. And so we have sat down and have had those discussions, and we really aren't seeing anything change. So students are kind of frustrated, and we've kind of come to a point where taking action in this way sort of seems like the next stage that we have to go to.
And I just spoke with Xavier LaFrance of Quebecois and Ontarian Students for Free Education. Is that an indication that the student protests that we're seeing in Quebec will be sweeping over into Ontario?
I mean, I think it's definitely a time for students to look over to Quebec and be inspired at what's happening there, and be inspired about the fact that, hundreds of thousands of students can come together and do that, right? So I think we're definitely at a time in frustration. We're definitely at a time that we can be inspired, and we're definitely at a time that we're ready to take a little bit more action. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think we should just be confident that the student movement is ready to build and ready to take more action.
And I know that neoliberal university administrations like to pass things through over the summer when there are less people around to protest this. Are you worried that, you know, it being April, students having exams, that this might be timed so that there isn't actually a huge student response? Like, what would be the sort of time frame in which you'd like to see some student protest?
Yeah, I mean, I think the summer's a great time to build momentum. I totally see what you're saying in terms of, like, Board of Governors passing things closer to the summer, and that's exactly example at Ryerson. Our Board of Governors is having their budget meeting the Monday after exams finish, right? But it's about building the collective of students now to be there at that meeting for that day, and we've already started doing that work, right? So I think the summer is also a good time because it's time to have kind of more in-depth conversations and talk about how are we going to work towards the next year. And we can still, I mean, it doesn't take a lot of people to take over an office, right? So so smaller actions, I think, are definitely important and are definitely something that can happen over the summer.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. problem.